Life with AI Research Briefing, February 28, 2026. Today we completed three research sessions covering structural engineering superstructure, energy systems grid architecture, and urban design and livability internal transport. Here are the key findings. First, structural engineering superstructure. Superstructure design for Arcology 1, a 5,000-foot, 1,524-meter terraced ziggurat with a 3.5-mile base, would be the most ambitious structural engineering undertaking in human history, exceeding the Burj Khalifa's height by 84% and dwarfing it in floor area by orders of magnitude. Current structural engineering can credibly build to 1,000-meter Jeddah Tower under construction, and leading engineers at SWAM have stated that mile-high, 1,600-meter structures are feasible with extensions of existing buttressed core technology. However, Arcology 1 is not merely a tall building. It is a city-scale megastructure with fundamentally different load paths, construction challenges, and failure modes. The ziggurat-slash-terraced form is actually more structurally favorable than a slender tower, wider base, lower aspect ratio, natural load distribution. But the sheer mass, differential settlement across a 3.5-mile footprint, and the need to construct habitable space at every level, not just a crown, create challenges that no existing structural system was designed to address. Feasibility assessment. The individual structural technologies exist, but their integration at this scale requires breakthroughs in construction methodology, materials logistics, and multi-decade phase construction management. Next, energy systems, grid architecture. Grid architecture encompasses the design, topology, and control of electrical power distribution systems, from connection to utility grids through internal distribution to end loads. For Arcology 1, this subdomain addresses how to deliver reliable power to 10 million residents across a 5,000-foot vertical structure with a 3.5-mile footprint. The challenge is unprecedented. No existing building or even city district has integrated such diverse generation, nuclear SMRs, solar, storage, such extreme vertical distribution distances, and such massive coordinated load management requirements into a single cohesive system. Current technology can address individual components, microgrids, HVDC, smart controls, but integrating them at Arcology scale requires novel architecture design and validation through simulation before construction. Finally, urban design and livability, internal transport. Internal transport encompasses all mobility systems within a building or megastructure. Vertical, elevators, escalators, stairs, horizontal, people movers, walkways, shuttles, and hybrid, ropeless multidirectional elevators, aerial connectors. For Arcology 1, this isn't building transport, it's urban transit at 5,000 feet. Current technology can move people vertically in super tall buildings and horizontally via automated people movers, but no integrated system exists at the 10 million person scale. The critical challenge is creating a seamless multimodal network where residents travel from any point to any other point efficiently. Feasibility is high for individual technologies. System integration at Arcology scale requires significant design innovation, but no fundamental breakthroughs. That concludes today's briefing. Across three sessions, we identified zero domain experts and zero AI systems relevant to the Arcology project. This has been a Life with AI research briefing. Full reports are available at lifewhitai.ai.